the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael was given, the mitzvah of Achayish HaZerachem, Vayemer Hashem El Moshe Ve'el Aaron Be'etz Mitzrayim, Achayish HaZerachem. Rabbi Yitzchok, in the first Rashi in Chumash, says that really the Torah should have started from the mitzvah of Achayish HaZerachem, only because Koyach Ma'asav Higi Ve'amoy, Rakei Etzem Nachas Goyim, because what was started with Breishis. But Be'etzem the Torah, Rosh HaHoyroya, teaching that should have started the mitzvah Chodesh HaZerachem. The mitzvah Chodesh HaZerachem is the ability to mekadesh kadoshim, which was given to Am Yisrael. Atem afilu shoydigim, atem afilu mezidim. Am Yisrael was given a class that we can make decisions with regard to zmanim, and zmanim is not like by Umas Ha'olam when they have a calendar and they change days, they make days, they switch days, but all kedushat zman, depending on the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running his world, is dependent on Klal Yisrael. If it would be that according to the Eidim, Yom Kippur should come out on Erev Shabbos, and Beis Din would say that that's not convenient, and there are Eidim, they will drag the Eidim around until they won't be able to be made, and Mameila, Yom Kippur would be on Shabbos. And it's not that all the Yom Mesnich and Machiva Kaparat of all of Klal Yisrael would be on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, and not on Erev Shabbos. This ability where Klal Yisrael, where Kodesh Baruch Hu has subjected his hanhoga of the world to Klal Yisrael, this is the greatness which Klal Yisrael had. But this, which we have, this was given in Mitzrayim. It was given in Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael is called Memtet Sharei Tuma. Memtet Sharei Tuma, we're told this tremendous mitzvah where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is prepared to subject all his hanhogas of the world to the decision of Am Yisrael. But the Gemara, as Yerushalmi, which goes further, Amar Rav Siman Ksiv Rabbeis Asis Ata Hashem Elokei Elokei Nifleisecha Mashoisecha Aleinu Lishavar Rabbeis Asita Mihan Hashem Vahela Nifleisecha Mashoisecha Aleinu. Until now you created a whole world, and that was Nifleis, and now Mashoisecha Aleinu, now your thoughts are dependent on Am Yisrael. Omer of Levi, the Melech Shayalo Orlogin, Orlogin is a kind of it's a watch. Kevan Sha'omad Bnei Mosroloi, seeing his son became an adult, he gave him the watch. Omer of Yoisi Bar Chanina, the Melech Shayalo Shemero, Kevan Sha'omad Bnei Mosroloi. A Shemero is a kind of a hat or a sukkah that the shepherds or the guards of a field would have to make sure that nobody came in and stole. That'd be given to him. Omer Rabbi Acha, the Melech Shayalo Tabas, Kevin Shomad Benoi Mosfoloi. Omer Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba, the Nagar, to a carpenter, Shayalo Kli Nagarut, he gave all his equipment, all his tools to his son, Kevin Shomad Benoi Mosfoloi. The Bitzvah, the Melech Shayalo Eitzores, the Kevan Sha'omad Bnoi, a king who had a treasure, he gave it to his son, Sha'omad Bnoi, Mosroloi. Rabban Amar, the Reife Shayalo Naltik Shorafuiz, a doctor who had his satchel of equipment, and he gave it over to his son. Now, the different things which are mentioned here, first is the watch, that time is given over to Am Yisrael. Time, as far as Chazal bring, that if a young girl was on the verge of the age of 3, and now Bezim of Ma'aba the Shona, so then Choyzim Besura, in other words, if she had there had been relations at that age, even though technically she was already over the age of 3, in which case she would have lost, but if Bezin have decided that the year is now in Ibur HaShon and she's not yet 3, so Choyzim Surah, even a natural event is dependent on that which Bezin has decided. The Shemero, the watching of the fields, the Am Yisrael, their eyes can see Mereshit HaShana Adachri, that they can watch and see the Nifles, the Kodesh Baruch, from one end of the world to the other. And then goes on that the Tabat, the signatory, the insignia of the king is given to us, and this is Kishem Hashem Nikra Aleinu. That Am Yisrael, we have the name of Hashem is imprinted on us, that the mitzvah which we have of Kiddush Hashem, that the Meister of Shimon ben Shetach, when he sent his slaves to buy him a donkey, and they came back and they brought back a donkey with an insignia around, a diamond pendant around its neck, and he told him to give the pendant back. He told him, I bought a donkey, I didn't buy a pendant. And the guy turned around and said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. The Kiddush Hashem was not that Shimon ben Shetach was a nice guy, not that Shimon ben Shetach was an honest person. He saw the Kodesh Baruch in the action of Shimon ben Shetach. Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. The Ruach Abdaris Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha Yuru Mimecha. We heard from Blazer Pachinsky in Answer So, he's an Einiker of the Alchemy Slobodka, that in Slobodka they had a Masoira. There's in the archives of Vilna, there was that the Goyen was once imprisoned in Vilna. And the story was, and how they received the story was that the Goyim had arrested an orphan, and they were going to baptize him, and they were waiting for the Tsar to come, and they were going to make this tremendous performance whereby they would do this public baptizing, and somehow the Yidden managed to bribe some of the guards. They got the kid away, and the authorities were very upset, and somehow they had word that the Gror was involved, and they arrested him. And at one stage they said that they would beat him up. They said Mabaka, and they said eventually that they would even threaten him with death, that he should tell Mabaka. And then they threatened that they would make a brand a cross on his forehead. And he said, "Zeh lo yeh, that won't be." But then two Yeshua Bachrim were walking in Bialystok at night, and they walked past the house, and there was like a palace, a very posh place, and dogs came out running after them. And suddenly the owner called the dogs back in, and he called the Bachrim in, they should come into the house. The guy turned around to two Yeshua Bachrim, turned around and said to them, "Have you ever seen a yid?" They didn't understand what he was saying. "To Yeshua, what do you mean, have you ever seen a yid?" So he said, "Who we have?" He said, "No, you haven't seen a yid like the one that I saw." What was he talking about? He was talking about the day when the Gror was about to be judged in court, and the way it went there, that the people came in, and this particular guy that was there, he was a clerk of the court, and he was in front, and he had all the papers, and then they were dipping into ink, and he had all the papers in front of him. And then the soldiers came in, and then the judges came in, and everybody had to stand up for the judges, and they were waiting. And then the Gror walked in. The Gror walked in with talus and tefillin. When he walked in, there was this clerk said a tremendous pachad came over him, and he spilt all the ink over the papers, or over the charge papers. And then the judges realized there's not going to be any case, so they got up and walked out. The judges walked out, then the soldiers walked out, then the oil walked out, and the Gror was left on his own, and he walked out. And this was that Yiru Kol Ha'aretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha U'Yiru Mimecha. They would have an awe from Shem Hashem that's called on us, and that is the signet, the ring that was given to Am Yisrael, that Shem Hashem Nikra Aleinu. And then it carries on that he was like a Nagar Shiyu Lekrei Nagarut, that we are called Am Yisrael Rabbonecha or Rabbonecha. There was a well-known case in Miami. There was a woman that she was on the Law Society in New York, and not that young, but she was getting married. She was getting married to a guy in Miami, and the fellow in Miami was a Baal Tshuva, and he was learning in a yeshiva. So when she came to Miami, the reporters were interviewing her, and they were asking her, you know, what about her work and what she's done. Eventually they came to the $64 question, and what does your husband do? So she caught herself, and she's going to explain to them that her husband's going to learn in Kailor, and that she's going to work, and she's going to support him, and she thought that she wouldn't be able to get this across the board. So he said, my husband is in construction, right? So they were happy, and she was happy. She had said the truth, boy noyer, and they understood construction the way they wanted to understand it. But this is the Metzias of Am Yisrael. The Metzias of Am Yisrael is that is what was given over to the hands of Am Yisrael. And then the Otsarot, the wealth, which is given over to Klal Yisrael, and into a roife, as if he's a, like a, the father is given over to the son, was a doc, the father was a doctor, gave over to his son all the equipment. The Chazal bring that someone is a chash b'roishai yasek b'toira, a chash b'groinai yasek b'toira. Whatever person should do, a chash b'kol gufay yasek b'toira. The Maral explains, in essence, every illness can be defined as or as an imbalance. Or there's something in the body that's overproducing, or there's something in the body that's underproducing. Ultimately, every illness can be reduced to that. And this was also given to the king gave this over to his son. All this was given over. But in the Nimshal, all this was given over to the hands of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had given all these koyches, the Kodesh Baruch Hu handed over to Am Yisrael, and this is what the Maharal, the Nefesh HaChaim defines, that that man was created with Tzelem Elokim. Elokim, Shem Hashem, that's called Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Baal HaKoyches Kulam, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu handed over to Am Yisrael all the Hanhoga of the world. The Hanhoga is dependent on Am Yisrael. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu has subjected his Hanhogas, his way of running the world, is handed over to Am Yisrael. It's dependent on Am Yisrael. This is there is no greater tzior of greatness that can be given to Klal Yisrael that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will subject all of his Hanhoga to what Am Yisrael decides. What we decide, that is where the Kodesh Baruch Hu will run his world. Hashem tzilcho al yad yeminecho kol amarachim al abriyos yirachim al min hashamayim. This is what the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu subjected his Hanhogas in the world. See, there is the Tzarek HaKohen brings to say the Tzidkas HaTzadik as a chiyuv that we have Vayaminu Bashem Vamoisha Avdoi Keshem Shadam Shem Sha'olim Tzarek Lamin Bashem Vamoisha Avdoi Kach Uchayav Lamin Ba'atzmoi. In the same way that we have a chiyuv to believe in Hashem Vamoisha Avdoi, so every person has to believe in his own importance, his own significance, that his actions do matter to the extent to which the Yerushalmi is there describing how far our actions go, the importance and the significance of all our actions and what we can do. And this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was handed over to Am Yisrael, he's handed over to us, to everyone. And this is the greatest effect of person has to Keshem Shachayav Adam Lamin Hashem of Moshe Avdoi Kach Chayav Lamin Ba'atzmon. He has to see the greatness of the fact that his actions matter, that his actions make an impression. The Nevi Shachaim brings whoever says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vatran, Yevatran on Yechayov. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vatran, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu can overlook our actions. If he overlooks our actions, he's overlooking us, and that's the end of a person. What our relation, our existence is that our actions do matter to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever we do, whether the Kodesh Baruch Hu bothers, whether we shecht from the throat or from the neck, what difference does it make to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? But the fact is that if the Torah is given a mitzvah, the mitzvah our actions make an impression. Our actions matter to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fact that we have to realize that this is our greatness is we have that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that by Yaakov Inu, Vietnacha Elokim, Kalashamayim Shemane Oris Vachurin, the Medrash brings, Vietnacha Elokim, I gave you Elokus, I gave you the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayitnacha Elokim, I gave you Elokim, I gave you Hashem. What does it mean, I gave you Hashem? We were given a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're given that relationship that our actions do matter. And this is the greatness that there is of an honor. And this is all started in the Yerushalmi learning us. All this was started from the mitzvah. The climax was in the mitzvah of Chodesh Elohim, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed that his actions are dependent on the decisions of Am Yisrael. After that greatness, there is a Gemara in Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Chalboy, Chamra de Pugaita, Omaya de Diomirta, Kiphu Asarash Voti Misroel. The wines of the place Pargaita the delicious wines, the delicacies of the wine, mayim, the dimyusta, the sweet water of dimyusta, caused 10 shvatim to leave. And the book means, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Ikra lehatam, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach came to that place, Amshach batrayu, he was drawn after the wine and the sweet waters, Iyakeh Talmudei, his learning was uprooted and taken away from him. He wanted to learn. He came to learn the pasuk Achodesh Azeh Lachem, and what came out? Omer Hachiresh Haya Libom. Now he switched the pasuk. Pasuk Achodesh, with the dalet he changed to a resh. Chodesh became a cheresh, meaning death. Lochem, Achodesh Azeh Lochem, he changed the chaf to a bet, so it became now Cheresh Haya Libom. A switch from the greatness of Achodesh Azeh Lochem to Hacheresh Haya Libom. Right? And this came from the wine and the sweet water of this place. And this is Rav Arach, often says the Gemara, they bikshu rach mimalot, and it came back. But how can it be that a person would switch from all that we've heard here of Achodesh Azeh Lachem, all we've heard is greatness that there is in that mitzvah, and yet it can be turned around, it can be switched around into Cheresh Haya Libon. And that would come from the wine and the sweet water. The indulgence in that wine and the sweet water can end up that instead of Achodesh Azeh Lachem, it can end up Cheresh Haya Libon. There is to understand here the run in the drasha, the run says, "Va'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lakecha shoel mi'imcho, ki im lira." More often that, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask of us? Only that we should have awe. More often, the chimilta zutra tehi, it's a small thing. More often that, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the run in the drasha explains what by us is easy and what by us is difficult. When we work with nature, it's easy. When we work against nature, it's difficult. For instance, you want to throw a ball. You want to throw the ball down, it's easy because you're going with gravity. When you want to throw up, it's difficult because you're going against gravity. So if we're being told that that Yirat Shamayim is something easy, we've got to mean that Yirat Shamayim, we have it b'teva. In other words, Yira is not something that we have to import from the outside, but it's something that's in us. It's something that we have b'teva. It's just to find an achaya yoyelam not a b'tzeichainu. We have to draw out that which exists within us. But what is the difficulty? Why is it so difficult? Why is it not as posh as it sounds? Because we have another teva. We also have the teva of guf, and the guf is what eats the bonds. And there he finds that the demands of guf are even more difficult, because first of all they're more easily achieved, more easily attained, and the pleasures are immediate. You have a pleasure on the spot, and you want to buy a pizza. Before you even buy it, you know what it's going to taste like. You don't want to smell it before, and you have the enjoyment every bit. As you take the bit, you have the enjoyment. A spiritual pleasure is much more difficult. You look at the Just Gemara. In the beginning, you can't make sense of it. You can't know where the beginning, where the end, where's the kasha, where's the haramina, what are the terrors, until one sees the whole building. Only afterwards does one have the spiritual pleasure. A maisa chesed, to go and help. While you're doing it, you don't always have so much pleasure. Afterwards, when you see what you've done, what you've seen, how you've helped, then b'met there is the time of ruchni. The time of ruchni doesn't come immediately. So a meila is a drive that one would go for an immediate pleasure. Going for that immediate pleasure can cover over the spiritual pleasure. Talmud Torah requires a harevna. Talmud Torah requires a cheshek. But if a person has a cheshek for other things, the cheshek for other things, one can lose cheshek at Torah. Cheshek at Torah will be that the cheshek will be focused on that. If the cheshek is focused on that, then the matter is cheshek at Torah. The man of Rosh Hashanah Arach went, and when he had the cheshek for the wine, the sweet waters, having the cheshek for that pleasure, memeila he lost out. Achodesh Azeh Lachem became cheresh
Hayalibom. It became an aberration in that way that even a Rosh Ben Arach could miss out on it, because from the Maila of a Chodesh Azelachem can end up by him Hacheresh Hayalibom. His heart was deaf. His heart was, he couldn't hear the demands, the necessary demands that should have been made on him. He couldn't relate to them. Hacheresh Hayalibom. But why the Ran, again in a drosha, he says, why was Aaron also included in the midst of Achodesh Zerachem? And this, again, to answer Rosh Ben Arach, he says that because when Moshe Rabbeinu came back, one of the fears that Moshe Rabbeinu had of going back to Mitzrayim was that maybe Aaron would have some tina, some envy. Aaron had been the leader of Am Yisrael all the years that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian. Aaron was the older brother, and he had the hesitation that he's coming to usurp his position. Rosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ruacha v'somach beliboy. Rosh Baruch Hu testifies that not only will he not have envy, but Ruacha v'somach beliboy, somach beliboy, that in his heart he will be happy for you. And the Ran says, what brings it up? Because of that, Aaron is closer to Urim v'Tumim. We can understand a person with a pure heart that he should be worthy to Urim v'Tumim. Urim v'Tumim, things of Ruach HaKodesh. Things of Ruach HaKodesh are dependent on the heart. But why was he included in the mitzvah of Achodesh HaZelachem for that? The Ran says that was the sachar that Aaron got for the being included in the mitzvah of Achodesh HaZelachem, because Ruach HaVesomach Belibwe, because he had this pure heart. That pure heart is a factor we see in the actual decision making. In the decision making of Torah, there's got to be that pure heart. And again, we heard from Rebbe Plachinsky, was once walking with a Chazon Ish, and they were talking about a certain Talmid Chacham, and the Chazon Ish was very, very critical about this person. And Rebbe Plachinsky wanted a little bit to tone it down. And he said, no, he's not. He's a big Talmid Chacham. Only what? Okay, so he's got Nagias. And when his Nagias affect him, then it's a little bit, he can be that it's a little bit off. And the Chazon Ish turned around and said, you should know, a person's Nagias are with him 24 hours a day. If his Nagias are with him 24 hours a day, then when is he that Talmid Chacham? Right? If that's with him all the time. And Mamela, the Ran is telling us that the decision making in Klal Yisrael has got to be handed over to in whose hands can this be given? It can be given in the hands of those who have the Tahol Lev of Ruach HaVesomach Beliboy. A person who has that Tahol Lev in his hands, that decision making can be handed over. And that's why, again, when that does exist, then it's Achodesh HaZelachem. When that doesn't exist, then Cheresh Hayalibom. Cheresh Hayalibom, it'll lead that the heart itself will be like death. The heart will be covered over. But why the dress, the drosha to bring Cheresh Hayalibom, it's not just a play on words. Because the lev is that which is needed for the decision making. The lev that was needed for the Chodesh HaZerachem. It had to be that lev of Aaron for Chodesh HaZerachem. And that is why, if that was missed out, then it became Hachiresh Hayalibom. Once it's a Hachiresh Hayalibom, in that kind of a heart, you can't hand over the decision making. The mitzvah, the chiyuv of having a pure heart, the Shlomo HaMelech says, Ohev Tahor Lev, Chen Satar, Re'ehu Melech. A person who has a Kodesh Baruch Hu loves a tahor lev, or have tahor lev, chen sasav, then his tongue is sweet, whatever comes out of his lips is sweet, and then ra'ehu melech, then he is a friend of the king. And the Maral learns that on ladun lakav tzchus. Ladun lakav tzchus is a chiyuv that we have. The Bris Karov one said, when he's saying a shirt, everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu created in his world is for a purpose. And somebody asked him, so why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create a kruma kop? Why did he create a twisted mind? So he said, sometimes we need it for ladun lakav tzchus. Ladun the kavshus. Sometimes you have to need a krumakok. Ladun the kavshus. But there the Maharal explains what is the chiyuv of ladun the kavshus. We have chiyuvim of chesed, of doing good for others. Ladun the kavshus means that I want to see the other person as being good. So whatever I see him doing, I will translate it in such a way that he should remain good. I want to see him as being good. But that requires a tahor lev. That requires that the person within himself wants to see his friend like that. Doesn't it? Fuch. This is a samach b'kol chaver. He enjoys seeing people fall down, but fuch. But yeah, he wants to see the other person as being good. So whatever that person will do, he will translate it in such a way that his friend will remain as being good. Then it carries on. Chen sasar. Whatever comes out of his lips will be good. Whatever comes out of his lips, they'll be praiseworthy. And then in the end, he's called Re'ehu Melech. He's called a Yadid and a Re'ya of the Melech, a Re'ya of the king. So Mela, we see again the entire route to the Kodesh Baruch Hu was given over to Klal Yisrael, a mitzvah of a Chodesh Zerachem. The mitzvah of a Chodesh Zerachem, whatever the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu was running his world, that's dependent on Klal Yisrael. But there are the demands. What kind of a Klal Yisrael? What kind of a Klal Yisrael does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want us to be handed over to? He's prepared to give all these things, with the clerk, the signature ring, the refuahs, the building equipment, everything he's prepared to give over his hands of Klal Yisrael. We should see this as an achrayas, and an achrayas requires that the converse is cheresh haya libom, chas v'shalom, if cheresh haya libom, where a person, the shomer, tava yirakesh nifra, person wants for himself, person thinking just of himself, that is the cheresh haya libom. Cheresh haya libom, when a person doesn't hear and doesn't see anybody outside of himself, that is the cheresh haya libom. Cheresh haya libom, chas v'shalom, that is the aberration, that's where all this greatness can, chas v'shalom, be in vain. But to understand if it's dependent on a tahor lev, if the negative is chiresh haya libom, the converse, the positive is tahor lev. Tahor lev, as was by Arden, the tahor lev of Arden, the tahor lev that Shlomo Melech wants us to have, tahor lev, that there will be chen svatav ra'ehu melech, then again one becomes a reya of the melech, a reya of the melech, a yedid of the melech, on which there is ba'ezer Hashem the bracha. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when one sees a great Talmid Chacham, because the bracha is one makes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu chalak nechochmosa levayo. He shared his chokhmah with those that have awe of him. He shared his chokhmah with those that have fear of him. That is when we are zoicha, that the tahor lev will bring about that we should be on that level, that responsibility which is given over to us will be handed in the way that it should be. Be'ezer Hashem, this will be the fulfillment that a Chodesh HaZerachem remains the cornerstone of the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and Chas V'Shalom, we don't abuse it. There shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom a Chiresh HaYalibon.